It's Museum Week here in Wisconsin, from the world's largest collection of mustard at the Mustard Museum in Middleton to the world-famous Milwaukee Art Museum, designed by architect Santiago Calatrava. Wisconsin boasts just a really big variety of museums.
Today we're celebrating those museums, and we'd like to hear from you. What is your favorite museum in Wisconsin? Tell us a memory from a museum here in the state that you're particularly fond of, or maybe if you could create your own Wisconsin museum, what would it be? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Here with us now is Sarah Capellis. She's Vice President of the Wisconsin Federation of Museums and Registrar at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, guys. This is great.
So what is Wisconsin Museum Week?
Well, Wisconsin Museum Week is an annual celebration where museums all across the state come together and host special events, tours. We might just invite you in to see an exhibit that we have going on. And it's a way that Wisconsin Federation of Museums can say thank you to all of our museums out there and all of the hard work they do.
So how long has Wisconsin Museum Week been going on?
This is the 10th annual year that the Wisconsin Federation of Museums has promoted and sponsored the event, and it's also in association with International Museum Day, which is sponsored by ICOM, and that has been around since 1977.
And is part of the goal to get Wisconsinites to recognize how many resources are out there in our museum world?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think people have a full understanding of how much museums contribute to our communities.
And give us a sense of, you know, how many museums there are in Wisconsin.
There are right around 350 museums in Wisconsin, and that
wow.
includes, yep, our corporate museums, all the way to our small local history museums.
That is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of shocking.
We can get into some of the broad stroke stuff a little more, but I want to get into some of your favorites. What are some around the state that, and I know asking you to pick just a couple of the 300 some isn't fair, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Can you hit us with a couple now?
Yeah, I think you're going to get me in trouble, but my absolute favorite museum is the Milwaukee Public Museum. That's where I went to school, and that's also where I fell in love with museums. As a kid, my dad would take me every year, and we'd go look at the dinosaur exhibit, and that made me want to become a curator.
I'm with you. That's also on my top five list. I went there as a child with my grandfather and my mother. Now I take my kids there,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a fantastic museum. I actually really like the streets of old world Wisconsin. So I don't know, you feel like you're there. It's
mm-hmm.
amazing how they do it.
I remember when I was little, pumping the water in
yeah.
that little fountain,
mm-hmm. and the rattlesnake button that you can
oh,
press
yeah.
upstairs.
Yep. Not everybody
little
knows
known
about
secret.
That, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people have these stories. I didn't grow up in Wisconsin. My wife grew up in the Milwaukee area. Same story as you. She remembers going there as a kid. Now we take our kids there, and they love the same things we've been talking about, the old world Milwaukee streets, the rattlesnake. Can you take us off the beaten path, though, a museum that isn't as well-known as the public museum?
Another one of my favorites is the History Museum at the Castle in Appleton. It's fantastic. They have an exhibit called AKA Houdini, and it's really interactive. And as a kid, you get to go and pretend like you're lifting a really heavy dumbbell, or you can break out of a cage.
That
sounds like
fun.
A lot going on there. So in terms of other children's museums, that's an exhibit that's geared toward kids. What else is especially good for children in the state?
There's an assortment of small history museums and activities. Most of the museums will have special activities and scavenger hunts. At the Wisconsin Veterans Museum, we have a scavenger hunt intended for kids around the fourth grade age. Also, the Madison Children's Museum is a hoot for kids big and small.
We'll go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. As we kick off Museum Week here in Wisconsin, we're asking you to share your favorite museums, maybe your local one. Share your museum memories as well. 800-642-1234. We've got Tom in La Crosse to start us off. Tom, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your museum recommendation?
Great. Well, I really, really love a little bit of the new and a little bit of the old, the Discovery World in Milwaukee, and you can go on they have a wonderful model of a sailing ship there, and you can go outside the museum and go to the actual sailing ship, go to the schooner Dennis Sullivan, and do it for real, help raise the sails and steer the ship, and and do a real hands-on, not just for kids, but for adults and everyone. It's a fantastic experience.
Tom, thanks, Lev, for that suggestion. My favorite thing there is the Gears exhibit. I don't know why, but they've got like 80 different types of gears, and you get to flip them back and forth. I've like spent a half hour just doing the little gears there.
Yeah, there's a lot in, you know, a relatively, I don't know, compact area. You think about the aquariums, and there's even a touchy-feely tank, whatever they're called, where you can touch, I think it's rays or something like that. Yeah. So just a broad section of Wisconsin discovery stuff going on there. And what about you? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What museum do you come back to over and over because it's such a pleasure, or maybe it's part of your memories growing up here in Wisconsin? Let us know.
Sarah, take us on a tour of your home turf, if you will. You work at the Veterans Museum here in Madison.
Yeah, it's a really special museum, and we can come together and tell veteran stories. Oftentimes, these stories are very difficult for the veterans to tell themselves. So it's a place where they can come together with their families and connect over the stuff and feel safe to share their experiences.
I imagine you see a lot of conversations started there.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite things to see is we'll have occasionally a World War II veteran that will still come in, and in an event, he will shake the hand of an Iraq veteran and say, thank you for your service. It's amazing just the way these men share this experience. So for Museum Week at the Veterans Museum, you can come in and we're going to have kids making World War I era biplanes out of clothespins. You can also check out a couple new exhibits. We have a War on Terror exhibit, and then our Civil War exhibit is very cool.
So what other statewide events are taking place to celebrate Museum Week?
Well, we have activities from state museums throughout the state, but there isn't really anything that the state specifically does for us to sponsor the event. The Wisconsin Federation of Museums comes together to try to bring the museums together and collaborate for marketing purposes. So lots of museums all over the place, from Kenosha all the way up to Appleton, the La Crosse Children's Museum, are participating, but there's no big broader event.
But if we check with our local museums, they might have some special events or special things going on this week.
Oh, absolutely. We have 30 institutions that have signed on specifically to join with us, but it can be really hard with limited staff to sign on for an event. So definitely check with your local museums. We hope that people will participate even outside of the Wisconsin Federation.
And let's go to our callers now. We have Kevin joining us from Tomahawk. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. My favorite museum is the Shipwreck Museum up in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. It kind of submerges you, to say the pun, into the past history, and you feel like you're really there. And I believe they even have opportunities you can volunteer to go up and work on the shipwrecks out in the Great Lakes.
Oh, really? I have not heard about that one. That's a fascinating one. You said that was in Whitefish Bay?
Yes, very cool and very... It just takes you back in time, which museum's supposed to do, I guess, but it makes you feel really like you're there.
Right. Well, thank you so much for that suggestion. The Shipwreck Museum in Whitefish Bay, have you heard of that one?
I haven't. I'm going to have to check that out this week.
Well, I have to say along the same lines, there's one I particularly love. It's very small. It doesn't take a lot of time to go through it, but the Port Washington Lighthouse Museum, I feel a little bit like we just heard that caller talking about. You feel like you're there, and they have a CD player playing the sound of waves in the background, and you've got scenes from maritime, you know, lore of Wisconsin everywhere. It's fantastic.
And Sarah, Kevin mentioned volunteering at museums. That's a way to take the next step. If you've already been there and you're really into it, do most museums offer volunteer opportunities?
Nearly all of them, and some of them are fully staffed by volunteers.
Really?
So anything you want to do, from collections work to being a greeter or helping in a gift shop, absolutely step into your favorite museum and sign up.
All right, we'll go back to our callers now. Thanks, Kevin, by the way. We'll go to Paula now in Beloit. Paula, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good. What's your museum?
Well, I love so many different museums in the state, but one of the favorites I have is the Potosi Brewing Museum, and it's over on the edge of the state near Iowa, and it has a wonderfully restored brewery, working brewery. I mean, you can get Potosi beer all over the place, but they've got a great restaurant, a wonderful tour, beer tastings, and they've really done a great job restoring a gorgeous historic building.
Thanks for that suggestion, Paula. And you mentioned, Sarah, I think if the word museum pops into our heads, we might think art museum or natural history museum. And you mentioned there are a lot of corporate museums out there that are worth a visit.
Oh, absolutely. I highly recommend the Harley-Davidson Museum in Milwaukee. They have a phenomenal collection, and it's not all about advertising and marketing for the company. It really is Milwaukee history, nitty-gritty.
What kind of stuff do they have?
They have a giant bike collection, as you'd probably expect, including the very first bike off the line. They have all sorts of archival material. They have uniforms, military uniforms, pretty much anything you can imagine. Leather jackets galore.
Oh, that sounds cool, too. All right, well, let's go back to our phone lines and go next to Deborah calling from Brown Deer. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Well, I have to say I absolutely love John Michael Kohler Art Center in Sheboygan, and I love there's amazing things to do there, and it's free. And I love the Kohler Design Center. I know it's not a museum, but it should be. They should have one. And I have been on the Dennis Sullivan, and that's amazing, as your first caller pointed out also.
Well, Deborah, I was just at the Design Center up there in Sheboygan this weekend, and yeah, there's a lot of the modern technology stuff, but in the basement there's that museum. It has replicas of the first tub, the first Kohler sold to a farmer, and engines from history that Kohler has made. So there's definitely a museum angle there, I thought.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know if that...
Maybe that's new.
That must be fairly new. It's in the past, 10 years?
Yeah, it's so that's definitely worth a visit, too. Thank you so much for suggesting those museums. And we'll continue our conversation about Wisconsin Museum Week. We've got Sarah Kapelisch with us. She's registrar at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum and vice president of the Wisconsin Federation of Museums.
And we'd love to hear from you on this one. What is your favorite museum in Wisconsin? You can tell us a memory, one that you revisit again, maybe as a child and now with your family. And, you know, is there a museum you'd like to see in Wisconsin that you'd like to create? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're back with Sarah Kapelisch, registrar at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum and vice president of the Wisconsin Federation of Museums. We're observing Museum Week right now. It's Wisconsin Museum Week, so we're celebrating and hearing from you.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite museum in Wisconsin? Or maybe one that's off the beaten path that you think more people should discover? The number is 800-642-1234, or you could post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we will go next to Emily, who is joining us in Cable. Hi, Emily.
Hi. My favorite museum is the Cable Natural History Museum up in the northwest corner of the state. And they just opened a new exhibit called Nature Superheroes, Adventures with Adaptations.
That sounds pretty cool. So what do you expect to see there?
They have comic pages from like a comic book blown up to huge size, outlining the adventures of several animals that have superhero powers. And there's interactive stuff. There's a cargo net shaped like a spider web that you can jump on, and a green screen set up where you can actually pretend to fly through the Northwoods.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. You know, that surprises me because I've been to Cable several times over the years, probably at least 10 times, and I've never heard of that museum. So I guess that gets at how many there are in Wisconsin. Thank you so much for telling us about it. And Sarah, do you know much about that one?
No, but it sounds super fun.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that one. You can share your favorite museum at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Richard in Madison. Richard, hi.
Hi. I wanted to say my favorite museum is the Horde Museum, Horde Deering Museum in Port Atkinson. They've got great displays, you know, running through the history of dairy production in Wisconsin. They've got, you know, then there's a regular museum part where they've got art, and they've got a Lincoln section, you know, with his connections to Wisconsin and everything. Went there a lot as a kid. Like, if you go there over 4th of July, over there, you know, the weekend, they have like an ice cream social and stuff there. It's just a really nice little museum.
Nice. And you say it's pretty kid friendly too, Richard.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. There's a lot of interactive displays in, like, the dairy section. And my son, when we lived in Fort Atkinson, took him there a few times, and he loved it.
That's great. Thanks a lot for sharing that, Richard. So a dairy museum, that, Sarah, seems like a natural for the state.
Oh, absolutely. great idea, and I like the idea of the ice cream social.
Mm. Lovely. And let's go on next to Blake. Blake joins us from Black River Falls. Hi there.
Hi there. How are you today?
Doing good. What is your vote for favorite museum?
Well, you know, what I really appreciate, and of course I appreciate all the larger museums in the state. They're fascinating. But I also appreciate the smaller community ones. For instance, I used to live in Elroy years ago, and Elroy has a historical museum which tells about the community itself. And what's amazing is at one time 60 trains came through Elroy in one day.
Hmm.
And
wow.
There's a lot of wonderful history in those smaller communities throughout the entire state.
Right, agreed. Well, thank you so much for drawing our attention to some of these smaller museums. And the Cable Museum may be another example. What about some hidden gems that, that show up in smaller towns, Sarah?
Oh, all sorts of them. The Racine has a small history museum that just talks about industry in Racine County. Actually, most small towns have a little bit of a museum, and they're so important because they're really a hub for the community, and they just bring people together.
Well, I think of all the times I've driven past the sign that says Local History Museum for whatever community and think, oh, I should check that out and never get around to it. And then I've moved on from the town. I'm kind of kicking myself now. There's got to be a lot of good stuff with those that I've missed by skipping those.
Yeah, and definitely do what you can to support your small museums because those are the ones that really struggle. But in many ways, they're the ones that do the most for us as a society.
And Rob, I think there's probably a lot of museums in your future. Don't be too downhearted.
Oh, yeah, but
lots of highway ahead. We can still do that. All right, let's go next to Tina. Tina joining us from, is it Kenosha or, oh, Kashina. Hi there, Tina.
Hi.
Sorry about your pronunciation there. What is your favorite museum?
The Menominee Logging Camp Museum in Kashina, Wisconsin.
What kind of stuff do they have there?
They have old from the old logging days in Northern Wisconsin. They just have the old logging, I guess the big saws. They have an old camp set up.
Wow. And do they have some of the stories? I hear those are pretty rough times in some of those logging camps.
Yes, they do have stories. There's, you know, they kind of have it set up the way it was back in the early 1900s. They have a lot of the machinery they used. And the mess hall.
And Tina, where is Kashina?
It is about 45 minutes northwest of Green Bay.
Okay, gotcha. Great. It's always good to hear about a new area and a new museum. Thank you so much for that. And there's got to be other logging museums in Wisconsin, I would think, because it's such a logging state in the Northwoods and all that. But it's good to hear about this one. And let's move on next to Richard. Richard in Spooner. Hi there.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My favorite museum is it's actually a museum and park. It's called Fort Fallavon Historic Park. It's in Burnett County near Danbury, Wisconsin, real close to the Minnesota-Wisconsin border. And it's an actual archaeological reconstruction of two early 1800s fur trade posts that were competing, the Northwest Company and the XY Company. It's also got a Indian village, reconstructed Chippewa village, that has first and third person interpretation. So it's kind of a hands-on park. And then it's got an old lodge that was relocated from northern Minnesota, Snowbank Lodge. That's an interpretive center and a museum, which has the site's collection. Also has a restaurant that serves period food and a gift and bookshop. So it's pretty neat place. They're open year-round. They do all kinds of special events. It's pretty special.
That's
kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I think we need a Central Time field trip to that one.
We do. We need a museum tour.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Well, thank you so much. I had no idea about that. That is in Spooner. Thank you so much, Richard, for that call.
And let's get to Todd now in Woodruff. Todd, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My favorite museum is the Dr. Kate Museum in Woodruff. And Dr. Kate was a physician back many years ago that for decades went around and made house calls on snowshoes and skis and whatever else was necessary in snowstorms and any other weather to provide medical care to people in the area. And we're very rich in logging and railroad history. And about a mile away in the town of Minocqua, we also have the Minocqua Museum, which is full of a lot of the history, too. So there's a lot of things right in the immediate area as far as museums go.
Todd, thanks so much, sir. You could just plan a vacation around museums. You could just pick a region of the state and do a museum tour.
Oh, absolutely.
Are there some that are still on your list that you, I mean, obviously 350 museums, you haven't been to all of them, but are there some that you're dying to get to?
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I have not been to Old World, Wisconsin, which is practically in my backyard. And like one of the previous callers said, it's so fun to have that interaction and to kind of just be placed back in history. So I'd really like to go there soon.
Yeah, it's that immersion experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to another caller, Dina in Hazel Green. Hi, Dina.
Hi, good afternoon. Speaking of Old World, Wisconsin, there's a Wisconsin author who's done some murder mysteries based on a Old World, Wisconsin curator, and they're very interesting looking at the historical aspects of Wisconsin. But on to museums, the Rollo Jamison Mining Museum in Platteville, because we haven't talked about mining. And then in Peshtigo, I really enjoyed the Peshtigo Museum that talked about the Peshtigo fire. I had absolutely no idea that fire killed more people than the one that took place in Chicago. And I would never have known that if not going to that museum. So those are my thoughts.
Couple of great suggestions. Yeah, they can really, I mean, the museum sometimes can be the bridge that really brings history home. I guess that's what they do when they're really doing their best. And that's a great idea.
We're just about out of time. I want to share. Eric on Facebook recommends the Mid-Continent Railway Museum. John on Facebook recommends the Charles Alice Art Museum and the Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum in Milwaukee. Hidden gems, he says. Fabulous collections. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing some of the great museums around the state on Museum Week.
Thanks for having me, and get out and do some museuming this week.
We've been talking about Wisconsin museums with Sarah Capella. She's registrar at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum, and she's vice president of the Wisconsin Federation of Museums.